Cambridge Certificate in Advanced English Preparation Course by Cambridge Institute. This recording is copyrighted. This is the Cambridge Advanced English Listening Test. Test 4. Now you will hear the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Now look at part 1. You will hear 3 different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear a conversation between 2 friends about a recent tennis match they have seen together. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
Hey John, what did you think about that match we saw yesterday?
To be honest, Molly, I had no idea who was going to win until the end. It was so tight the entire time. There were some incredible rallies and the way the taller player was serving was just incredible. What about you?
I kind of had the feeling that he was going to win, actually. But I was just amazed at how they both performed under so much pressure, it being the championship match and all.
I totally agree. I mean, just as a spectator watching, I was nervous. I can't imagine how the players were feeling. The whole experience really made me want to catch more matches in the future. It was quite thrilling.
Absolutely on the same page. I have no idea when the next tournament is rolling into town, but we should be on the lookout for some tickets for sure.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Hey John, what did you think about that match we saw yesterday?
To be honest, Molly, I had no idea who was going to win until the end. It was so tight the entire time. There were some incredible rallies and the way the taller player was serving was just incredible. What about you?
I kind of had the feeling that he was going to win, actually. But I was just amazed at how they both performed under so much pressure, it being the championship match and all.
I totally agree. I mean, just as a spectator watching, I was nervous. I can't imagine how the players were feeling. The whole experience really made me want to catch more matches in the future. It was quite thrilling.
Absolutely on the same page. I have no idea when the next tournament is rolling into town, but we should be on the lookout for some tickets for sure.
Extract 2. You hear a radio interview with a local film actor, John White. Now look at questions 3 and 4. Welcome to the show, everyone. This week we are being afforded a real pleasure in having John White, an acclaimed local actor, here in the studio with us. He's here to talk to us about some of his acting experiences and to talk about his latest project, Behind the Curtain. John, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, John, tell us a little bit more about the lifestyle of an actor on a more local stage. You've done some bigger budget films in the past, but have always made your way back to smaller productions closer to home.
I wouldn't say that I had bad experiences on more Hollywood-esque projects. Most were quite lovely. However, I'm always drawn back to the intimacy of the more independent projects financed through local production companies. We never go into the process with the thought of, how much money can we make with this film? It's much more personal than that, and I've been able to build lasting relationships with other actors and directors that I've frequently worked with.
And your latest project, Behind the Curtain?
Behind the Curtain is an attempt to tell the story of a musician and his struggle to separate his stage and personal lives. To keep everyone around him happy, he basically has to fake his personality when he performs. It starts to encroach on his day-to-day life away from the music, and it takes some interesting turns along the way.
Well, thanks again for being here, and we will definitely be on the lookout for that soon. Now you will hear the recording again. Welcome to the show, everyone. This week we are being afforded a real pleasure in having John White, an acclaimed local actor, here in the studio with us. He's here to talk to us about some of his acting experiences and to talk about his latest project, Behind the Curtain. John, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, John, tell us a little bit more about the lifestyle of an actor on a more local stage. You've done some bigger budget films in the past, but have always made your way back to smaller productions closer to home.
I wouldn't say that I had bad experiences on more Hollywood-esque projects. Most were quite lovely. However, I'm always drawn back to the intimacy of the more independent projects financed through local production companies. We never go into the process with the thought of, how much money can we make with this film? It's much more personal than that, and I've been able to build lasting relationships with other actors and directors that I've frequently worked with.
And your latest project, Behind the Curtain?
Behind the Curtain is an attempt to tell the story of a musician in his struggle to separate his stage and personal lives. To keep everyone around him happy, he basically has to fake his personality when he performs. It starts to encroach on his day-to-day life away from the music, and it takes some interesting turns along the way.
Well, thanks again for being here, and we will definitely be on the lookout for that soon. Extract 3. You hear a discussion between two radio pundits talking about an upcoming political election. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
This is shaping up to be a really interesting day at the polls. Early projections have it neck and neck for the last state senate seat in the 7th district.
I think this is going to speak volumes about what the people of the community are voting for and what they care about. Voting for the left-leaning candidate is essentially a vote to ask for more resources, whereas voting for the more right-center candidate is essentially a request to fix many problems without the aid of the state government.
I would agree with that to the point of saying that this is certainly an instance where we would expect more people to show up on voting day than in the past. Whether or not you're fully leaning to one side or another, I think it's clear that people are worried about the current state of things.
Early word out is that more young people are planning on showing up to vote on election day. Now, if they do or not remains to be seen, but fresh voices can't hurt in shaking up the status quo.
We'll be here every weekday with you until the actual election day.
Now you will hear the recording again.
This is shaping up to be a really interesting day at the polls. Early projections have it neck and neck for the last state senate seat in the 7th district.
I think this is going to speak volumes about what the people of the community are voting for and what they care about. Voting for the left-leaning candidate is essentially a vote to ask for more resources, whereas voting for the more right-center candidate is essentially a request to fix many problems without the aid of the state government.
I would agree with that to the point of saying that this is certainly an instance where we would expect more people to show up on voting day than in the past. Whether or not you're fully leaning to one side or another, I think it's clear that people are worried about the current state of things.
Early word out is that more young people are planning on showing up to vote on election day. Now, if they do or not remains to be seen, but fresh voices can't hurt in shaking up the status quo.
We'll be here every weekday with you until the actual election day.
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two.